Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, it's
back. First of all,
back again. We've not done the 10 minutes for a while.
No, we haven't done the 10 minutes, but we haven't gone anywhere. It's you people that have gone.
Yeah.
Some of you have gone to the right place. You've gone to www.patreon.com/AngelosAndBarryShow. Now, here's the thing.
Yes.
Here's what you should know. Here's some new information.
Yes.
We have, what have we done? We have asked people, we was going to put it up to £3 officially.
Yeah.
Well, we haven't done that.
No.
The tiers haven't changed. It's still £2 to do it.
£2 for this map. Come on.
£2 a month. It's still £2 a month. But we are asking people to play £3, so we are leaving the decision in your hands.
That's
yes,
it.
Officially it's £2, officially it is.
Yeah.
But we would like you to pay £3.
But let's not run before we can walk with these stingy bastards.
No.
They want to just pay £2. £2 is not even...
You're getting this for nothing.
It's not even... This is a month, you know. This is not even a half a lager. Is it £2?
Not these days, no.
Not these days.
It's nowhere near a pack of fags. Nowhere near
what
it.
Not even
anywhere near a single vape.
You will be glad to know, you people, that those people who have increased their prices allows me to...
Look at that. Have a little glass
of Blue Nun.
Blah, blah.
Listen, guys, I thought, at the start of this year, I won't drink nothing. I will not ever drink.
Oh, really? Was you going to do dry January?
Yeah, then I must have got to at least 11:35 on New Year's Day, and I thought, fuck this. I'm going to have a drink. It's New Year's Day.
Yeah, well, you've got to celebrate it.
You've got to celebrate. So then it was my birthday, January. I had a proper drink up there. And then there was the weekend. Yeah. So I had just had a couple, you know. And before
Carry
you know it, bollocks.
And then you're watching the football. So What are you going to do?
I've gone easy on the fags, right? There's lots of things. The fatty foods.
You reduce it to like 30 a day.
What I like is the Peter Stein.
You make your own now, don't you?
I do. I make my own. I go foraging out. You know the recreation ground near us?
Yeah, they got a tobacco plant there.
I go, love it. You get a little dock leaf or something.
Cut that up.
You're pulling on that. It's a beauty. It's what I call a natural fag.
A natural fag. Goes right down deep into the lungs.
It really does. But I went to the doctor, you see. I went to see my doc. I had something wrong with my tiny car.
Helicopter.
He told me to come and pull my pants down. He said, you've got to lose weight.
Oh.
It's hanging over your belly. And Christ, you turn off. Look at state. Oh, he dear. Said, bend over. And I was in clover. He stuck something up me arse. Typical bloody posh doctor prick. I'm only working class. So well, exactly.
You don't want nothing up there, do you?
I don't want nothing. Well, not mine, not me. Not a cheerful cockney bloke like me.
Yeah, you don't want nothing up there that's not so supposed to be up there.
I ain't having it. The doctor's telling me don't eat this, don't smoke that. I do a bloody lot. If the alternative is to go there and have him stick what stick I assume, I don't know what it was he put up there.
You closed your eyes, but it, you
I closed my... Honestly, it was...
Like a, felt bigger than a finger.
It felt like an HB7 like he stuck up there. The
like a chair leg.
But do you remember at school with them things you put in and turn it to sharpen the pencil?
Oh, yeah, the sharp.
My sphincter was so nervous. It clenched tight. Up this thing. Yeah. And now I find it's there now. I can write my shopping list out my bum. Oh,
Well, that's a boon, isn't it? That is a boon.
I mean, my shopping list is here. This pencil up my bum, it has actually influenced... So I've written there.
What you're going to buy? Yeah,
eraser.
Yeah.
Pliers. Sharp pliers to get the fucking thing out. Vast lube.
That stuff. Yeah.
Coloured pencils. But you know, if I want to make a feature of it, sort of thing, just add colouring in that. What else? Clamps, just to get the bloody thing out. But if it won't come out.
Well, then they'll have to stay there, you know. Not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing if you want to write with it, you know.
Come out eventually, it'll get stuck in your macerator, I'd have thought.
Definitely. I've got an email from BGT. Oh, dear right. Mr. St. Michael, your act with the doctor's pencil up your bumhole. It's not an axe. It's an encumbrance, if anything.
Although you do write your betting slips with it as well.
It's a sight to see and people love it.
That's a good act. But it, 2-1. Chepstow.
What it says is, it does say, you know, we will get, they give you the nod, don't they? We guarantee you'll get to the semi-finals. Simon Cowell they like to suggest what the act is. Barry enters, right?
Yeah.
Some idle chat with Walliams.
Yeah, welcoming icebreakers.
Icebreaker, etc. What's that one in the middle? What's her name? Alicia Keys? Yeah. Alicia Dixon? Dixon's will say something about
would you like to buy a stereo?
Then it goes, Barry pulls down trousers and pants to reveal HB7
pencil. Close up on that because of the length of it.
Close up on that, up his bumhole. Cut to
really
Amanda.
Get close on that because if it's only small, there's only a nib left. Really get close in on that. Must shave.
They've got a very clever camera angle because they go right close up on my sphincter around this thing. Cut to Amanda Holden's lips. So you know.
Oh, right. Yeah, you're very good. Yeah, match on action.
Brilliant. Amanda Holden clutches face in horror.
Horror.
You're going to do what? Simon Cowell rolls his eyes. Shakes his head. Walliams does coquette.
Loving it. Absolutely loving it.
NB, the brackets, men's bums, ? Right.
Yeah, should make joke about bum, pencil, bum.
NB, heavy bum. Pencil, underlined.
Yeah, heavy pencil.
Meeting next week in Soho to discuss. Right.
Heavy pencil.
Then it goes, your act. To be fair to them,
do what you like.
Do what you like. If it's right.
The floor is yours.
The floor is yours.
Just as well, because you've done all that stuff all over it.
Golden buzzer, ?
Maybe.
But my question to you is really, what do I do in here?
You draw Amanda Holden's face, don't you?
Well, that's the logic.
I mean, that's the obvious thing to do, even draw all four judges from your bum and from sight. You should be able to do that by now.
Well, as I said to you, it's gone very stubby, this thing. I can't get up there to sharpen it. It's a very nibblet, as you described it. I've got to get right down. Oh, then it just says here, in wings.
Pull up, page, go.
In wings, what they called those two?
Ant and Dec.
Ant and Dec.
Pull disgusted faces.
Their close up on their faces. He'll never do it, one of them says. Then he goes, climax of act, Barry presents picture he's drawn of all four judges. Now, if I can do that from his bum, if I can do that in the allotted time.
If you can do that, that is an act. That is an act for the Palladium.
Because I've got a note from...
And the King of England, the King of England.
This is what I've got from Simon Cowell. It goes, as you know, if there's one thing I like, it's a trained dog act or someone drawing the panel from a nipple hanging out of his bumhole. And that I've got that.
You've never been able to find one of them before.
No, they want to, though.
That's what they want.
All the working men's clubs for those acts, you can't find one. It's unique. It's unique.
My God, they've tried. I wish you all the best.
Bless you.
Semi-finals at the very least.
Are you entering your act? Go on.
Not this year. It's not ready. But I will tell them all about my act on next week.
Okay.
If you don't mind. Because our time for the freebie scumbags is at an end now.
Okay. I'm going to go
and make sure my act is legal.
Yes. Okay.
And then we'll reconvene next week and maybe I'll explain it to them.
Okay. I'm willing to reveal it.
Let's just say it involves a robot. And also something stuck up my bum as well.
That's right. It doesn't conflict with what I do.
No, it doesn't conflict with your act whatsoever. It's on a very, very different artistic angle.
Genre. It's only the bumhole that is
similar, same area of entertainment. You've got to hold it with something, haven't you?
Okay.
This week's business.
And there'll be more on the World Service tonight if you want to join. And if you want our fact sheet on holding things at your bum hole, and then it's optional, the BGT thing, you can do it wherever you feel appropriate. Send off for our fact sheet at www.nibbletpencilupmybumhole.com.
Drawing pictures and et cetera.
Sure, pictures, et cetera, et cetera. Can't do the ears very well, nevermind.co.uk.
Or go to
bloody Patreon. Get your fucking hand in your pocket.
Christ's sake.
Very good.
Very good.
Okay. So what's the address? Patreon.com.
www.patreon.com/AngelosAndBarryShow.
Okay. See you next week, guys.
Okay, guys. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real, frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch? Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.